没有重点描述至尊主的荣耀，而这正是他感到沮丧的根本原因。当然，美亚瑟代在他的著作中描述了至尊主克里斯那的荣耀，但没有像谈宗教活动、经济发展、感官享乐和解脱那么多。这四项活动显然不如为至尊主所做的奉爱服务。作为新授权的学者，圣比阿瑟戴很清楚这之间的区别。尽管如此，他并没有重点谈论更好的活动为至尊主做奉爱服务，而是大量谈论其他活动，多多少少浪费了他宝贵的时间。正因为如此，他感到沮丧。这一点清楚地表明，不为至尊主做奉爱服务，就没人能感到实实在在的快乐。《伯加梵歌》中明确地谈到了这个事实。寻求解脱是从事宗教活动等四项活动中的最后一项活动。人在解脱后，就会为至尊主做纯粹的奉爱服务，这个阶段称为觉悟了自我 Brahma Buddha 的阶段。达到这个觉悟了自我的阶段后，人就满足了。但满足仅仅是超然快乐的开始，人应该通过在这个相对的世界里达到保持中立和平等看待一切的境地，再向前不断迈进。超越平等对待一切的境界后，人就稳定地为至尊主做超然的爱心服务了。这是人格守神在《伯加梵歌》中的教导。最后，纳尔德建议维阿瑟贝为了维持觉悟了自我的状态，进而增加超然觉悟的程度，维阿瑟贝应该立刻热切地重复描述奉爱服务之时，这么做将消除他严重的沮丧情绪。
So this chapter describes Narada's instructions to Srila Vyasadeva about Srimad Bhagavatam.
这一章呢，就讲述的是圣拿尔达穆尼给维阿瑟戴夫讲述有关圣典伯加瓦坛的指示。
The Srimad Bhagavatam is considered to be the ripe fruit of the tree of the Vedic literature.
圣典伯加瓦坛呢，被视为是伟达知识之树上成熟了的果实。
Just like a tree may have many different types, may have many fruits on it, but those which are most ripe are the most desirable.
啊，就像那个一棵树上就会挂满了果实，但是呢，这个是那些个最成熟的、最甜美的果实。
Because the most ripe fruit is that which is most sweet.
因为最成熟的果实就是最甜美的果实。
And because everyone naturally wants to taste something sweet, they go for the most ripe fruit.
由于每一个人呢都想要吃最甜美的果实，因此他们就去找那个最成熟的果实吃。
So the Srimad Bhagavatam is described as the ripened fruit on all the tree of Vedic literature.
那圣典伯加瓦坛，它就是在描述所有的伟达知识经典中那个知识之树上的最成熟的果实。
Because it gives that which is most sweet for the living entity to experience.
因为那个是所有的生物体所能够品尝到的最美味的果实。
Srila Vyasadeva, prior to compiling the Srimad Bhagavatam.
这个圣维阿瑟戴夫呢，他就是说编撰所有的这个伟大经典，他也编撰圣典伯加瓦坛，
对，
编撰所有的伟大经典，
在编撰佛教上之前，
他们后悔也对着你说你啥也对你说，
对对对。Srila Vyasadeva prior to compiling the Srimad Bhagavatam compiled many other Vedic literatures.
就是说这个圣维阿瑟戴夫在。 圣典佛教瓦坛，这个梅阿斯蒂夫在编纂圣典佛教瓦坛之前编纂的所有的伟大经典。
And in all these Vedic literatures such as the Vedanta Sutra he had described the path of Dhamma, Artha, Kama and Moksha.
那所有的伟大经典呢，包括这个伟大的书法，它都是就是说除了伟大的书法，它描述的都是这个宗教啊、信仰、经济发展、那个感官享乐、解脱这些活动。
Which is known as Purushartha.
那这个叫做 Purushartha.
Purushartha. Purushartha. Purushartha. Purushartha means these four processes for achieving, for coming to the platform of liberation.
这个 Purushartha 的意思就是说，要达到解脱呢，所要经历的四个阶段。
Is the path by which one can achieve liberation.
也就是说，这是一条能够使人通向解脱的途径。
The devotional service is described as Parama Purushartha.
但是呢，这个奉爱服务描述的是 Parama. 这里描述是 Parama
Purushartha.
Parama Purushartha.
Parama means topmost.
Parma 的意思就是最高级的。
It is the topmost method, a means for achieving perfection.
这个是的最高级的使人能够获得解脱的这样一个。
Is that even this?
你不要老打扰我。Okay.
Because it immediately establishes one on the spiritual platform.
因为它呢，就是说这个建立了那个
It is the topmost platform of perfection because it immediately establishes one on the spiritual platform.
因为呢，它是这个最高的完美境界，因为它就是建立了这个灵修的这个最高的途径，升到最高的境界当中的那个灵性灵修的途径。你能不能不要录下今天，好不好？
哎，能不能就在课？
今天不要，明天，明天。
因为我跟他讲，我说因为他每一场讲课都挺珍贵的。是我让他弄的，
就所以就好了，明天再。
是我跟他讲的，因为我说他每一堂课都挺珍贵的。
明天讲课之前准备。
好
，sorry。哎呦 ，what？ I don't know what happened.
And the whole thing, and
I can serve
you. I'm very sick. I'm trying to check it over. Could you give us the record, too?
就说这个苏克给我的那个成熟的解释，他要讲话。
So, Parama Purushartha, yes. This Purushartha.Religiosity, economic development, sense gratification, and liberation.
那这个 Purusha.
Purushartha.
Purushartha 就是这个经济发展，宗教信仰、经济发展，还有感官享乐，还有解脱这几项。
Religiosity, which is not transcendental.
那这个宗这里面指的宗教信仰，并不是超然的。
Religiosity, which is meant for simply some.
那这个这里的宗教信仰只是为了得到一些物质的东西而去。
That is why it's described as dharma, and then art. Next stage is economic development.
那接着呢？所以说这个宗教之福，它就讲的是第二个阶段，然后就是为了经济发展。
If one wants to achieve economic development in the material world, the prescribed method is by performances of sacrifice.
也就是说，推荐说一个人如果想要赚钱、想要发展经济的话，那么呢，他就应该去举行各种各样的祭祀。
Therefore, the Vedas prescribe many different types of sacrifices by which one can achieve the necessities of life.
正因为如此，韦达经推荐了各种各样的人，如果想要达到某种这个目的。他就去举行什么样的祭祀，各种祭祀推荐。
Which is achieved through economic development.
而这个最终的目的，举行这个祭祀的目的，就是为了能够有发展经济的一个结果。
But the goal of religion is not economic development.
但实际上，这个宗教的目标并不是要发展经济。
And therefore, these different types of religious activities
正因为如此，这种种的所谓的宗教活动就被圣典博迦那坛所拒绝。
Therefore, in the very beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, it describes that the Srimad Bhagavatam completely rejects all forms of cheating religions.
正因为如此，圣典博迦那坛的一开篇他就说，这一部经典拒绝所有各种各样的欺骗性的宗教。
You describe the cheating religions because they are upadama, they are sub-religious principles.
也就是说，之所以它是欺骗，那是 upadama, 它是次要的宗教。
Sub-religious principles means that the goal is simply for economic development, sense enjoyment, and then liberation.
这次要的宗教就是说，一个人去信仰这样的宗教的目的是为了能够发展经济，为了能够感官享乐，为了能够解脱。
But one achieves economic development, then through economic development, he tries to satisfy his senses.
人之所以去想要赚钱，想要发展经济，目的就是要进行感官享乐。为什么不来听？
But because the senses can never be fully satisfied, ultimately one becomes frustrated.
由于这个感官它永远不可能被满足，因此到最终他就要去追求解脱了。
And then he desires to be liberated.
然后呢，他就开始想要去，哦，我要想解脱。
He wants to become free from all connection with material activities.
他就想要跟这个物质的那些个接触完全的脱离关系。
But this is also not the goal of religion.
但这个呢，也不是，实际上也不是宗教的目的。
The goal of religion is not simply liberation.
这个宗教的目的不是仅仅就获得解脱而已。
And this is oftentimes misunderstood.
这个经常呢是被误解的一个问题。
People think that liberation is the highest goal that one can accomplish through religious activity.
也就是说，很多人都认为说解脱是最终的一个目标，就是说所有的宗教信仰活动目的就是为了解脱。
Srila Prabhupada describes in his commentary that liberation is the stage that is not the topmost stage.
但是呢，圣帕巴在这个要旨里就说了，解脱并不是最高的那个境界。
In this stage, one can begin.Devotional service to Krishna.
圣帕巴说，在这样的一个阶段，所谓解脱的阶段，人可以开始为这个 Krishna 做服务了。
He quotes the verse from Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma, Nasochitina Kamchiti Samaksaveshu Bhuteshu Madhbhaktin Mabate Param. This means that when one comes to the Brahma Bhuta platform, a self-satisfied platform,
这个说，然后呢，他在这个要旨里头就引用了《博迦梵歌》的这个要旨，意思就是说，人达到了这个 Brahma Bhuta 的这个阶段，就是觉悟了自我的阶段以后。
That stage where there is no hankering and no lamentation.
那在这样一个阶段，就再也没有什么渴望啊、悲伤了。
And that stage, one can begin devotional service.
说在这样的一个阶段，就人就可以开始为至尊主 Krishna 做奉爱服务了。
Therefore, these verses.Establish that devotional service is supreme.
因此呢，这一节《博迦梵歌》的这一节要旨呢，就这一节诗，它就建立了说，奉爱服务实际上才是最高等的。
And there are nine processes of devotional service which have absolutely nothing to do with upadana.
在这个我们有这个奉爱服务有九项，这九项我们可以看到，没有一项跟upadana那种次要的宗教有什么关系。
These nine processes of devotional service are those activities which are completely on the spiritual platform.
啊，那我们可以看到这九项奉爱服务，它完全就是在这个灵性的超然的这个层次上。
And it's described in the sixth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
那在这个圣典博迦瓦坛的第六篇里就描述了。
Devotional service beginning with the chanting of the holy name of the Lord.Is the ultimate religious principle for the living entity in human society.
描述说以吟诵吟唱这个至尊主的圣名为开始的宗教是为整个的全体的生物和人类社会有最大的好处的。
These activities, hearing the glories of Lord Krishna, chanting the glories of Lord Krishna, are completely spiritual activities.
这个聆听吟诵吟唱这个 Krishna 的圣名是。
These chant activities of hearing the glories of the Lord and chanting the glories of the Lord are completely spiritual activities.
聆听、吟诵、吟唱至尊主的这个荣耀是完全灵性的。
They have nothing to do with upadana.
跟乌卡达玛次样的宗教没有关系。
Therefore, devotional service, the stage of devotional service begins when one takes up the chanting and hearing of the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the association of devotees.
也就是说，奉爱服务它是以聆听、吟诵、吟唱至尊主的荣耀，以及跟奉献者联谊为开始的。
Therefore, one can immediately come to the platform of devotional service by association with devotees.
所以说，跟奉献者联谊交往，人可以马上就上升到为至尊主做奉爱服务的阶段。
Therefore, the Srimad Bhagavatam describes the value of a moment's association of a devotee of the Lord cannot be compared to.Huh? You want me to give you the whole sentence? The value of a moment's association with the Holy of the Lord cannot be compared to liberation from matter.
所以说呢，就是说这个奉爱服务，它跟这个解脱，从物质世界解脱，那是不可比拟的。
不是奉献，
跟奉献者联谊，哪怕一刻钟，都是跟这个从物质世界解脱不可相比的。
The elevation to heavenly planets.
啊，跟这个去天堂也是不可比的。
Or to worldly prosperity, which is ultimately meant for those who are meant for death.
哈，跟那个就是说最终有生死的所谓的物质繁荣也是不可比的。也就是说 ，I have to repeat again because Chinese is
okay.
就是说跟奉献者联谊，哪怕一瞬间所得到的结果都是跟这个解脱跟达到天堂星球跟在这个有生有死的物质世界里获得所谓的繁荣成功是不可比的。
Devotional service begins when faith in devotional service is awakened in one's heart by the association of the devotee.
也就是说，当一个人跟其他的奉献者通过联谊，然后唤醒了心中的信心以后，奉爱服务就开始了。
Therefore, Narada Muni is indirectly chastising Srila Vyasadeva.
所以这个 Narada Muni 在这儿，他就是间接的，就是谴责了、批评了圣维亚萨德。
He said, "You are feeling despondent because you have not glorified the Lord in all of these Vedic literatures."
他说，你之所以觉得沮丧，是因为你根本就没有，就是说正经的去谈论至尊主的这些个荣耀。
You have just simply given sub-religious principles describing various types of sacrifices.
你只是谈了一些个次要的宗教原则，介绍了一些个就是祭祀的一些活动。
But glorification of the Lord is in itself complete.
但是呢，至尊主的荣耀本身它就是一个完整的整体。
Therefore, Vyasadeva recommended, Narada Muni recommended to Vyasadeva to compile the Srimad Bhagavatam.
正因为如此呢，拿着穆尼在这个地方就建议 Vyasadeva 去编纂整部的圣典博伽瓦塔。
And therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam is Srila Vyasadeva's own commentary on his Vedanta Sutra.
所以这个圣典博伽瓦坛才说这个圣典博伽瓦坛是 Vyasadeva 对他自己写的那个伟大的 Sutra 的一个自然的评论。
And it is therefore described as the ripened fruit on the tree of the Vedic literature.
所以这个圣典博伽瓦坛才被描述为说是伟大知识之树上成熟了的果实。
Because it completely rejects all other methods of religiosity.
因为它完全摒弃了一切其他的所谓的宗教的。
On every page of Srimad Bhagavatam, there is simply glorification of the Supreme Personality of God.
我们看到在圣典博伽瓦坛的每一章每一页，都是只是在描述至尊主的荣耀。
Which is the actual perfection of spiritual life.
这个才是真正的灵性生活的完美境界。
Which is to be always absorbed in hearing and chanting the glories of the Supreme Lord.
灵性生活的真正的完美境界，就是一直不断全神贯注的聆听、吟诵、吟唱至尊主的荣耀。
After receiving these instructions from Narada Muni, Srila Vyasadeva compiled this Srimad Bhagavatam.
这个圣维阿克德夫在聆听了 Narada Muni 的训示以后。开始编纂整部的圣典博伽瓦坛。
And you will read in some future verses also some more details about this compilation.
那么我们大家在今后的诗节当中就会读到整个这个的细节。
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. She has a question.
那我们现在都是在努力的在学着做奉爱服务，我们就是说，并不是真正的奉献，因为。 受限者的条件我们根本不具备，因为堕落啦，很多东西在那这样子的一种状态下，我们跟别人联谊同样也是有好处吗？
对对，
就是不光是对我们，还是对他们。
Question is that now we are not the true devotee because we are so, you know, fallen, and we are trying to learn how to do devotional service. So on this stage, when we have association with others, can we benefit other people's and ourselves?
Yes.
是的。
可以。
是的。
Even though we may not be on the pure platform,
尽管我们可能还没有在纯粹的层面上。
If we follow someone who is pure, our activities are as good as pure.
只要我们跟着那个在纯粹层面上的人去做，我们的活动就是纯粹的。
是的，巴哈帕给的 example.
圣帕帕德给我们举了个例子。
对的。Even though I may not know anything about fixing cars.
尽管我对这个怎么样的修车一点概念都没有。
If I know someone who is expert mechanic,
但是如果我认识一个就是说熟练的机械师的话。
And he tells me, you do this, you do this, you do this.
而他告诉我说 ,OK, 你做这个你拧那个你怎么样。
I'm not expert mechanic.
那我不是一个熟练的机械师。
But by following someone who is expert, my activities are as good as being expert.
但是如果我听从一个熟练的人告诉我怎么做，那我所做出来的就跟他做的是一样的好。
He said, therefore, in the same way, I may not be liberated soul.
同样的道理，也许我不是一个解脱了的灵魂。
But if I strictly follow a liberated soul, my activities will be as good as liberated.
但是如果我严格的按照解脱了的灵魂给我的指示去做的话，那我的活动的结果就跟那个解脱的那个是一样的好。
So we must strictly follow.
所以我们应该严格的去按照他说的去做。
And that is our qualification.
这个就是我们的资格。
See, the Prabhupada also said that was his own qualification. Out of his humility, he said that.
那这个圣帕帕德呢，他就出于这个他的谦卑，就说这个是他唯一有的资格。
Said I have no qualification, but I simply heard from my spiritual master.
他说我没有任何资格，我唯一做的就是聆听我的灵性导师的训示。
Because I strictly followed his desire, his manifest.
那由于我严格的按照他的训示去做，因此他的愿望就展现了。
So even though we may not be pure.
所以尽管我们可能还不纯粹
Our activities can be as good as pure if we strictly follow.
但是呢如果我们严格的按照那些纯粹的人的教导去做的话我们的活动就会一样的好
in that way we become pure.
那然后这样做的话我们自己也会变得纯粹
那应该是关，这个是大的是顶级。
对啊。
哎，好。是吗？这是录还是？
录啊。
什么关？